More in the morning on News Talk 1010.
6:51. I guess we'll call this free-for-all round O. Amanda Galbraith is here from Navigator Communications. Laura Babcock from Power Group Communications. Thomas Mulcair is News Talk 1010 special election commentator. You may remember him from such hits as the leader of the federal NDP. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning, John.
All right, let's go around. And Thomas, I'll start with you. You have the shortcoming of only being on the phone this morning, so you can't see our other panelists. But
hi, Amanda. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
Hi.
Your takeaway on what you saw last night.
Well, as predicted, it was a bit of a mess in terms of the format. But let's put that aside for a second and look at the substance of the debate. Andrew Scheer came out hard, perhaps a bit too hard in his opener, because he knew that Mr. Trudeau couldn't answer. I don't think that was fair play. A lot of Canadians would dismiss part of that. Overall, Trudeau strong. I don't think anybody knocked him out of the ring last night. Jagmeet Singh, another strong performance by him. That's his third in a row after McLean's and the French debate. Bill 21 retained a lot of attention both during the debate and especially in the after-debate scrums. Mr. Trudeau stood strong on stage and said he would challenge it, then walked that back a titch during the scrums. Mr. Singh stood on stage and said he would not challenge it, and then walked that back a bit during the scrums, almost as if their advisors were waving frantically as they came off stage saying, you've got to change your story.
Laura, your takeaway from last night, and you have 10 seconds, after which I'll cut you off.
Well, you know what? I wish that they had just had, of course, one or two of the moderators. I thought that Lisa Laflamme was terrific and Donna Friesen. And Rosie was tough, although I think a lot of people want to hire her to get their kids out the door for school in the morning.
Wrap it up.
Exactly. But, I mean, the format was distracting, and you couldn't really see them get much beyond the clip. And given what Tom just said, really it is all about the next 24 hours, right? People aren't really going to it as destination TV anymore. There's also a competing Leafs game. So people are going to be listening for the big clips, the big, you know, the things that get packaged and put out on social, which happened really well from the Trudeau campaign. They've got the experience on that. So I thought that each of the leaders had a moment where they got in one or two good zingers, and we'll probably get to some of them in a bit. But overall, the only person that I thought was authentically trending in the positive, and Twitter bared this out, was Jagmeet. Because he, you know, if he hadn't squandered the summer and he seemed like a real contender, he might have grabbed some progressives last night, but he really didn't have the campaign behind him coming into it. However, he has become a very much a sympathetic figure, and he's shown some real moments of class and leadership in a really muddy election. So I thought Jagmeet did very well last night.
Okay, Amanda.
Yeah, I agree with both my colleagues here. I think the debate commission is a travesty, and I will vote for anyone who vows to dismantle the thing, because I thought last night was a disaster.
And I can't figure out how it could be presided over by one of our finest governor generals who pooched the whole thing.
I know. He was a wonderful governor. Anyway, we will debate. That's a whole other debate. But I thought, I think Jagmeet Singh almost taken the role of Justin Trudeau in the last election, right? Mm-hmm. He had zero expectations. You know, like I remember a famous line from a court tonight, I think, if Trudeau puts his pants on and goes to the debate, he'll succeed, right? And Jagmeet Singh has consistently come through and I think been authentic. You know, John, I thought your line this morning, he's like running to be everybody's boyfriend. Like, totally. I was like, I go for a beer with that guy. He sounds great, except for he's with the NDP, unfortunately. So I'm like, no way.
But you're wearing orange, Amanda.
Yeah, I'm wearing orange.
In all of this, we've essentially relegated Elizabeth May to the same rung as the Bloc Québécois guy and Maxime Bernier, which is a shame because she's got a lot to say on climate change. She had one good line last night where she made a strong plea for no majority for Mr. Trudeau. She prayed for no majority. But other than that, she's not playing at the same level as the other three. I think that Jagmeet Singh has pulled himself up to the level as one of the national leaders and seen as such. We'll see if that plays into their polling numbers in the next few days.
There's actually a clip that I'd love to pull up here because I thought it was a very unique moment in any political debate that I've ever seen where Elizabeth May actually took on our role as pundit towards the end when she told Scheer what his future would be, if we want to hear it.
At this point, Mr. Scheer, with all due respect, you're not going to be prime minister. The question is going to be on a seat count
if we have Mr. Trudeau
in a minority or Mr. Trudeau in a majority. Voting for Green MPs is your very best guarantee, Canada, that you don't get the government you least want.
Okay, but can she honestly vouch for that?
I thought it made her look less serious towards the end of it. I mean, we saw Jagmeet in a much more dignified way try to get at that idea of strategic voting when he said, you know, you don't have to go for Mr. Deny or Mr. Delay, you can go for me. He came right up the middle.
That was his best line of the night.
It was, but contrast that to Elizabeth May making the same point about strategic voting, and I thought hers fell shallow.
She just goes on too long. She doesn't practice the clip. There are too many commas. Everything just drags on, and you're looking for the actual point she's trying to make.
Yeah, that, and she gets into like subpar six of this committee of this report. She's a disaster. The Green Party should be doing way better. I think people really wanted to kick their tires in this election campaign, and it's the Green Party's detriment that she's still there. If they had like a Mike Schreiner running around Canada, I think they'd be in a much better spot than that.
They were trending over 10% beginning of the campaign, 10, 12, 13% in the national polls, and they've just started to flop because she's run such a bad campaign.
And speaking of the format and the hosts, I just got a text that said Lou Bagoy was a terrible host last night. Let me ask you, as the former leader of the NDP, Thomas Mulcair, do you think Jagmeet is... I mean, your party has such a history of everybody adoring the leader. I saw Ed Broadbent campaigning this week.
He was very nice to see him,
But but they don't win.
No, and the numbers here in Quebec are going to be one of his biggest challenges. And his second version last night, the one on stage, was the one he's been giving since the beginning of the campaign at the request of all of his Quebec organizers, saying, remember the NECAB, don't touch this thing with a 10-foot pole. But then, obviously, the pressure was too strong. Mr. Trudeau stole all the moral high ground when he stood on the stage without pointing to Mr. Singh, but making him part of it, saying, I am the only person here willing to say they will fight Bill 21, which is Quebec's discriminatory law that singles out in particular.
Right, but Thomas, he also sort of said, I'm the only one who might think about challenging Bill 20, Law 21.
That was the version during the French debate. The version last night when he stood there and answered Althea Raj was a bit more definitive. But then when they got to the scrums, it became the maybe answer again. I completely agree with you there, John.
Yeah, I thought that was, that to me was the standout moment of the debate. I was shocked, actually, that the Prime Minister decided he wanted to pivot to the one racialized person on stage and sort of give them a little bit of lecture about how they're dealing with race on Bill 21. Like, I was very surprised, given it's been less than 2 weeks since we had the blackface, brownface gate. I don't think the Prime Minister has the high ground there. I also think it's a real precursor to Tom's point about Bill 21. We're going to hear a lot more about that. I think the media have been wanting to talk about it. I think the fact that they managed to smoke out both Trudeau and Singh and in the post-debate scrums. And sort of get them to move a bit means there's some blood in the water there. And we're going into a French debate, which is going to be very pivotal over a long weekend. So I actually think we're going to be hearing more about this both in French Canada and separately in English.
I thought
Canada.
That Trudeau had a good moment, though, when he looked over at the bloc and he said, you know, Quebecers can have the same as Canadians, because to me, Quebecers are Canadians. I think it was obviously playing to a province of one audience right there, but I think that probably resonated really well. And, you know, had Jagmeet been maybe one of the other people like a Bernier on the stage, he might have come back at Trudeau in that moment and said, oh, that's rich coming from you. But Jagmeet's not that character. So Trudeau got away with essentially projecting onto Jagmeet.
But we're talking about it today. So people get to think about it and chew it over. But I do think, to be fair to Mr. Trudeau, that he is the only one who has opened up the door, at least somewhat, to challenging Bill 21. And I mean, think about it. You've got a law in a province that says that a young Sikh man who's finishing high school in Pointe Claire, where I am right now, would not be allowed to apply to John Abbott College just up the road to do his police tech, because he would never be allowed to be one of the 10,000 cops in Quebec. Oh, I guess he could do his course at John Abbott if he wanted to cross over to Ontario or join the RCMP. But he's being told that it's illegal to hire him because he's wearing a turban in the province of Quebec.
And to your point,
but he's Prime Minister right now. What's stopping him?
But to your point, though, between Bernier coming, getting on the stage and this whole, and there's been a lot more discussion around race in this debate than in this election than I think anyone really predicted. And so that's why you have Jagmeet as a racialized person being so good in those viral clips about how he was dealing with this. And as people learned about what's happening in Quebec, I don't see how any of them escape this, right? This is going to have to be something they're going to have to tackle because it's part of a broader narrative in this election.
Once again, Quebec is the tail that wags the dog.
and to Amanda's point, you're completely right. There is absolutely nothing stopping Mr. Trudeau as the Prime Minister of Canada from getting involved in the court cases that were already launched during the summer. You're completely right.
We can wrap it up there. Wrap it up. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Our panelists on Round O, Amanda Galbraith, Laura Babcock, and Tom Mulcair.